Not long ago, Nelson Mandela made a powerful statement. He said, if you're thinking small, you're never going to accomplish big things. You know, oftentimes we think big things happen, and they happen because things around us change. But more times than things happening because of what goes on around us, big things happen because of what changes within us. And I teach increase, and I teach it around the world, and sometimes people say, what is the message of increase? And the message of increase is a message that says, I am not victim to past circumstances. I'm not victim to the thinking that I have now. I'm not trapped by the environment that I live in. But I can choose to grow on the inside, and when I grow on the inside, I can change my outside world. Now, and I really believe that. How many of you today want increase? Am I in the right place? Let me just make sure I'm here. Okay. Well, one of the secrets is that saying that Mandela said, you will not accomplish big things if you're thinking small. So how do you accomplish big things? You start thinking bigger. You start dreaming bigger. You start planning bigger. It doesn't mean that things around you have changed, but you've changed. So therefore, when you see things around you, they're different. You might even see trash and see money. Just happened a couple weeks ago. I was ministering in Sarasota the day before on Saturday. My wife and I, we went down Longboat Key just to look at some of the properties and see the sights. And I drive by this resort there, and I said, you know, let me check, and that might be a good place to stay next time we're in the area. So I pull in there and walk through the lobby, go out to the pool, and all of a sudden somebody calls my name. I mean, I'm in a strange city, don't know anybody, didn't tell anybody I'm coming, and they're calling me. You know, and this guy comes up, introduces himself, and said, I heard you teach at a seminar. He said, and it just changed my life. He said, I used to be in the money mortgage banking business up in Washington, D.C. Area. He said, I lost everything during the 2008 crisis, came down to Sarasota because my family had family members here. He said, and I came to, I came to this resort just to get away for a couple of days because I didn't know what to do, and I was at the end of my road. But he said, as I'm laying on the chaise lounge, I'm looking around, and there's a dirty cup over there, the cigarette butts over there, there's a bottle over there, and I'm saying, this is a resort, and their beach is dirty. Now, the average person would look at the trash and say, I don't like this place, I'm leaving, or they should take better care of the place, or I'm going to fill out a complaint. Instead, see, he saw the trash, and because his thinking was different, he didn't see a negative, he saw a positive. He said, I bet they'd pay somebody to get rid of the trash. And he remembered about up in the shore area where he was in Virginia, Washington, D.C. area, they used to have this tractor that would pull this rake type of thing behind it to clean the beaches. He said, I wonder if I got one of those, if they'd pay me to clean their beach. So he found out what it would cost and then went and made a proposal to the hotel manager, and they hired him to clean their beach. So he's desperate, without money, without a job, looking at trash. The trash became his income. He doesn't clean the beach anymore. He now has a contract for 83 separate properties all the way from Clearwater down to Naples. He has people cleaning the beaches for him. And he makes more money in a week than he used to make in a year. His whole life changed because his thinking changed. Not because outside circumstances changed, but the way he saw things changed, the way he thought changed. And that's the real key to increase. And I believe some of you are going to catch something today out of a verse that I believe God has given me to share with you. But first, I just want to say it's great to be back with you. I don't know how many of you have been with us for years, but I first started speaking here August 29 years ago. I was just, I'd left the business world after doing a miracle turnaround in a Chrysler dealership in California. I had a mentor named Norval Hayes that took me on the road with him for a few months to help me get established. And we came to this place. You were meeting at a theater somewhere. Around here, I don't even remember where it was, and there was as many people of that service as probably one-third of this section. And now to see four services and all that's happening here, man, this church has increased. But I love coming to Mississippi. For over 20 years, I shared the stage with one of your great citizens, a man named Zig Ziglar, and we just did seminars all over America. And so anytime I come, I think of Zig and I think of all the influence that he's had in my life and so many other people. But not only that, I just love your family. I loved your pastor, and man, Joel has just done such an incredible job. I hope you realize the incredible, outstanding gift that God has placed in your midst. I hope you do. Now, we were talking in the room between services, and he starts telling me some of the things he's doing with the staff and the church and the way he thinks. I'm taking notes like I'm in a lecture learning from him. Because he is on the cutting edge of what's happening. And to have that spiritual strength and that business mind is so rare. You're just really privileged to have him be your pastor. I hope you recognize that and hang on to him. You know, he doesn't hear voices like Fort Lauderdale, Sarasota, whatever it might be. Hey, speaking of that, we're doing a conference coming up, an Increase Summit. It's going to be held on the Naples coast in October. It's not designed for everybody, but if you're a business owner, a sales achiever, a pastor, a corporate leader, and you want to invest 3 days that could literally change the course of your life or give you a great refresher, I encourage you to come and be with us. It's October the 17th to 19th. We have brochures available back at the table. If you want to get them, John Bevere is going to be the featured speaker. We have Danny Cahill, the all-time record business Biggest Loser winner. We have the number one timeshare person, salesperson in the world coming. We have television talk show host, health expert, just a great lineup. But the real key of our event is not the speakers. It's what happens when the speakers are done. Because we end at 1 o'clock in order to release the leaders and achievers to fellowship and idea exchange with each other. And so, if you want to get information, we have that available back at the table. Turn, if you would please, to Psalms, the 92nd chapter. I want to share with you a verse that has impacted my life. And I believe that this verse today, if you take ownership of it, can impact your life. While you're turning, let me just mention to you that we do have some resources available at the table. I do not come to churches for the purpose of selling material. If you'd be with me at some of the seminars we do, you'd understand that. 3 weeks from now, I'm going to be speaking to 200 people at a Super Achiever seminar in San Diego, and we'll sell over $20,000 of product after I speak for 45 minutes. So I don't need to come to sell you product. But I also recognize from stories that I hear, people whose lives we mostly change are people that listen to us more than the 45 minutes once every 2 years. They're people that we drive around with, people that we exercise with, people that we spend time with through CDs and MP3. And for that reason, we do have product available. We have a couple specials here today I want to make you aware of. One I'm sharing today out of my newest series, and it's called How to Survive and Thrive in Life's Desert Storms. It's 7 Habits of Highly Productive Palm Trees. It's a study of how palm trees thrive in desert times and horrible situations, and how we can take characteristics in that and thrive also. If you want to get it, it's on sale today for $49. Or you can get our Red Bag Special. The Red Bag Special is we give you this series for $49. We discount my book, PowerPoints for Increase, 101 Bible-Based Success Strategies, and with the 6-CD MP3 format, we discount that to $49. So both of them together are $98. And we give you away free our series on defensive mindset. Offense sells the tickets, defense wins the game. And so that's our $98 special if you want to get that. And then we have, of course, our School of Increase. When I speak in the secular world, this is my number one seller. It consists of our series on increased mindset, over 1 million audio programs on how do you change your thinking, how do you change your instinctive reactions to see and hear and expect increase. That's 11 CDs, MP3 download. Every series individually is on sale, but we have a package if you want to get all of these. Our investing seminar, our seminar on quick financial turnarounds, our seminar on what are the attitudes of successful people, our seminar on breaking free from the bondage of debt, how to know what debts to pay off first, how to recreate your credit. We give away free with it, deals, 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 how you save money in everything you buy, homes, vehicles, groceries, vacations, and time increase. How'd that slip in there? We have that in there. How to increase productivity, get rid of time wasters. And finally, a program I used to do for corporations, Fly Free, Stay Free. The money you save in one plane ticket from one of these strategies could pay for the entire series. And that's about $600 worth of product. We have it on sale if you want to get it for $299. You can get it on a payment plan, 3 payments of $99. Or if you want to forget the cassettes and just get it on the MP3 download format, that's $198 or three payments of $69. We do take Visa, MasterCard, American Express, cash, check, and airline first class upgrades. You know, sometimes we talk about product. Let me mention something else to you. If you're a single mom here today and you have children living at home, I really believe that some of this teaching could really help you. So you can go back to the table, and if you want to get any series, pick out any one series, you can have it for half price, bookstore price, because I believe it can make a difference in your life. But, you know, we talk about investing in product, and sometimes I think we look at product and we say, oh, my goodness, I don't know if I can afford it. But then we turn right around and go and buy things that just wear out. I was in Seattle recently, and I came across a story that there was 1,000 people lined up outside of a store at 4 a.m. waiting for the store to open so they could buy tennis shoes at $180 each. See, we have the money when we want it to get something, but why not invest it in something that can change our lives? Psalms 92 has a powerful verse, and it's verse 12. And the verse says, the righteous shall flourish like the palm. The righteous shall flourish like the palm. Let's say that together. The righteous shall flourish like the palm. In fact, I think let's personalize this verse. Let's say it. I shall flourish like a palm. I shall flourish like a palm. I read this last week an article on the internet that talked about the challenge that people have thinking positively and staying in a positive attitude. And it says one of the problems is that 75% of self-talk is negative. 75% of the things that we say to ourselves are negatives, correcting ourselves or things wrong that we do, and only 25% is positive. Well, if 75% of what you're saying to yourself is negative, it's very difficult to live a positive life. And this article said one of the keys of achievers that break through and overcome are they change their self-talk and they start talking positive affirmations rather than the negatives. But how much more powerful would it be if our positive affirmation was based upon a scripture? What could be more powerful than positively saying God's word? That's why I love this verse. Because I believe if we would say this verse on a regular basis, this verse could change the way we think and the way we view life. I am going to flourish like a palm. Let's say it one more time. I am going to flourish like the palm. Now notice this verse doesn't say I'm going to survive. It said I am going to flourish. God's will is not just for us to survive. I recognize there are times in our life where just surviving is success because of what we're going through. But living a life of survival is not his will for us. We might just have a season of survival. But he wants to live a life where we flourish. And that's one thing I love about this verse. It reveals God's word to the way he wants us to be. He wants us to flourish. But then I asked, why like a palm? A palm tree is not necessarily the most beautiful tree. I mean, this is a nice looking tree. But have you ever seen the redwoods? Have you ever seen the banyan trees in Hawaii? I'm not sure that a palm tree is the most beautiful tree that I've seen. I don't think it can compare with some of the other things that I've seen in forests and other places in the world. So why did God say we should flourish like the palm? Well, I believe there's one real key. Because the palm tree can flourish when things in the environment is good, but it can flourish when the environment is bad. The palm tree is not dependent upon its environment in order to survive. The palm tree is not dependent upon its environment in order to flourish. The palm tree can flourish in spite of the environment. And that reveals to me God's will for us. Because whether we experience increase or not is not dependent upon the external environment. It's not dependent upon interest rates. It's not dependent upon what happens with our company. It's not dependent on what's going on around us. Our increase, more than anything else, is dependent upon what's going on within us. And that's the secret to the palm tree. It can be in a 120-degree desert, and it can be thriving and prospering. You know, America's coming out of a recession now. Untold number of people have lost their jobs. Companies have folded. It's been a very difficult time for many people. And yet for some people, it's been a time of great increase because they've understood some of the principles of the palm tree and they've applied them into their life. I want to look for a few minutes today at just three characteristics of this tree that maybe we could take, and by having an awareness of it and apply it into our life, we can not just survive, but flourish in spite of circumstances around us. One of the first characteristics I noticed about this tree when I studied it is its roots. You don't see the roots. All you see is the tree. But one of the reasons why a palm tree can thrive is because its roots go deep. It's not surface. The roots go deep. My second home is located in an area called Palm Springs, California. It's a collection of seven different cities together that make up this resort community that's located 90 miles east of Los Angeles. Palm Springs is noted not just because so many celebrities go there and people have second and third homes there, but the thing that makes Palm Springs famous is its golf courses. Palm Springs in that little desert community has 104 golf courses. It's the golf capital of the world. And as you drive around Palm Springs, the number one tree you'll see in that whole area is palm trees. All different kinds of species, all different sizes, all different heights. Palm trees are everywhere. And so here you have all these palm trees that are growing in the middle of a desert. How does that take place? Why do they grow there and not the rest of the desert? Why doesn't all the desert have palm trees? Why there? Because the Palm Springs area is located on top of an aquifer. Down beneath the surface is an underground lake. And the palm tree's roots go deep down and it gets its nourishment from that water. See, and I believe there's a message there for us. That if we're going to survive, if we're going to thrive, we have to have deep roots. It can't just be shallow. There's so many things that are shallow now. We even have shallow friends. Yeah, I can't tell you how many. I have thousands of friends. They're called Facebook friends, and I haven't met many of them. But that's the way we are. So we have this and this, all that. And that's fine to have that, but you better have some deep relationships. See, what does deep mean? Deep means something beyond normal. Something beyond normal. If you add the word deep, it means it's not normal. Deep pan pizza. Deep sea fishing. Deep well driller. Deep thinker. Every one of those means something beyond normal. And so what I believe that God is saying to us is, if we're going to thrive, then we have to live lives that are beyond normal. We have to have relationships that are beyond normal. We have to have foundations of our life that are beyond normal. It could be in the friendship area. It could be in the work area. The people that get promoted, the people that get raises, the people that become the owners instead of the workers, they're people that make a habit pattern that average is their enemy. They're not going to just do what's expected. They're going to do more than what's expected. That their very habit patterns of their life cause them to be noticed and cause their good services and products to be noticed, and that's the reason they experience increase. So they have deep relationships. They're deeper spiritually. I was raised in the church. I was raised in a church that was on the cutting edge of the charismatic wave, went from 42 people to 6,000 people in 6 years' time. I was around the church all my life. My father was a doctor of theology, a doctor of philosophy. I lived many years on a Bible college campus. And I knew all, I went to church and I lived to great religious standards. But my life changed when Kenneth Hagin, and I heard his teaching about the Word and making the Word the absolute authority of your life. And I went and started memorizing scriptures. And I got them on the inside of me. And I spent greater time in prayer, greater time studying God's word. And because the word got deep in my life took on new meaning. My life had new stability. It was different than it was before. Church was not something I did, like go exercise 3 times a week at the club and come on Sunday to church. Church became, in God's relationship with God, became my life. So maybe it's something in relationship you need to go deeper on. Maybe it's something in spiritual growth you need to go deeper on. Maybe it's an area of giving. I tell you, the people that I'm around that are really prospering right now are people that, in spite of what happens around them, they're giving more. They're letting their giving change their future. Their giving leads them rather than follows them. And because the word is inside of them, they believe that's going to work. So the first thing I would challenge you to do is check on, is there some area of your life that maybe you need to go deeper on? You know, my whole message is on thinking. I teach people, you are not what you think about. You are what's your subconscious, your instinctive reactions. That's the real you. The Bible says, as a person thinketh in their heart, so are they. Real change did not take place in a person's life until their instinctive reactions change. And my life changed when I started going down and I found out I had limiting beliefs. I had wrong thinking that had been causing me to instinctively react wrong. And I said, I'm not trapped by those. I can change those. And as I changed those, I changed my life. So first one I would challenge you to do is maybe this week, ask yourself, is there some area where you need to go deeper? In spiritual growth? Maybe in a physical workout program? Maybe in education? Maybe in the habit patterns of the way you do work? Maybe in your giving? Is there some area of your life that's too shallow right now? And by going deeper in that area, you could change the course of your life. The second thing that causes this palm tree to flourish in negative seasons is its roots just don't go down. The roots of a palm tree go sideways. When a storm's come, sometimes in the Palm Springs area, we get what's called Santa Ana winds. And they whip through that area at 30, 40, 50 mile an hour winds. It sometimes gets so bad you can't drive. I remember one time trying to drive from Palm Springs into L.A. And it was in one of those storms. And I had to do a U-turn because literally they had to close the freeway. It was like a fog. You couldn't see because of the storm that was blowing. But when the wind stopped, guess what was still standing? All the palm trees. Why? Not just because their roots went deep, but because their roots went sideways and they intertwined with other palm tree roots. And those palm tree roots intertwined with other tree roots. So the wind did not blow against a tree. The wind blew against a collection of trees, all of them supporting each other. And I began to see the importance of what we're intertwined with. See, if you're intertwined with the wrong things that are going to give away in the stormy seasons, you're not going to make it. And so I would say in the business standpoint, check the relationships that you're involved in business-wise. Who are you entwined with? What is their spirit? What are their habit patterns? What are they like? Maybe you need to get unraveled from some of those and get intertwined with somebody different. But more than that, what are you intertwined with in the relationship arena? The Bible says, a wise person walketh with wise people. Or let me paraphrase that. A wise person chooses to be intertwined with other wise people. It's very important that we recognize, who are we intertwined with? Many times when I speak in the secular arena, I get an opportunity to visit with some great achievers and leaders and backstage, or we have a meal together. And I remember years ago I had an opportunity to join some friends, and we had dinner with General Norman Schwarzkopf, commander of the American troops for the first Iraq War. And I asked him what caused him to rise up in the ranks and become the commander-in-chief of all the forces. And what he said was related to this. He said, years ago, I came to the realization it's not a person's accomplishments that make them great. It's who they choose to surround themselves with. Who do you choose to surround yourself with? Who do you choose to become intertwined with? Joel Osteen says, if you choose the wrong friends, it can steal your victories and destroy your destiny. I don't know how many of you saw it or been following Lindsay Lohan lately. I saw when I went to the news highlights this morning that she's all upset at the latest clinic that they put her in because they're not going to let her take her drugs. Duh. Anyway. And I think, why does she keep having problems and reoccurrences? Now, I'm not saying I have all the answers, but I can tell you one of the reasons she's intertwined wrong. She said it herself. Let me read it to you. It's difficult to get off drugs and alcohol. It's really hard. But the biggest problem is when you're trying to do it and you return to the people who are hanging on with doing drugs and drinking with you. See, as long as you're intertwined with the wrong people, it's hard to change. But on the other hand, if you get intertwined with the right people, it can cause you to have the right things happen. So the second thing I'd ask you today is, might you need to get unintertwined with somebody, some people, and more intertwined with others? Do you have a support group that will hold you together and help you in those stormy seasons? And then the third one that I thought we'd share this morning, not only do the roots go down to the palm, not only do the roots go sideways, but this palm tree can withstand the storms because it has flexibility built into it. See, it can sway with the wind. It learns how to bend with the wind. I remember years ago, I did a series of seminars with a great teacher, a man named Dr. Ed Cole. He had a ministry called Maximize Manhood, and it's a ministry to men. And Dr. Cole did a powerful statement. He talked about strife in the home and conflict. And I remember in relation to that, he made this statement. He said, in matters of principle, stand as firm as a rock. In matters of taste, bend with the wind. You know, we're living in a day where actually the opposite is the way many people are living. In matters of principle, they're bending. And in matters of taste, they're standing firm. But see, we've got to learn to have flexibility in our lives. And to recognize, is this a thing of principle or a thing of taste? And if it's a thing of taste, there probably isn't a right or wrong. It's a matter of somebody just thinks differently and wants something different. And learn to bend with those things. In our series of Time Increase, I teach flexibility is the key to breakthroughs and changing a person's life. I share how most of the miracles that Jesus had happen in his life were not scheduled. They were not planned. They weren't on his day timer for the morning. They were interruptions into his schedule. And how as leaders we have to have plans and goals and objectives for our days and for our life, but we live our life ready to be interrupted because those interruptions are the things that can cause us to have significance, can cause us to affect other people, and can change the course of our life. So I want to challenge you this morning. This week, invest 1 hour. 1 hour in your future. This week, miss Grey's Anatomy or Scandal or some program that just really mesmerizes you. Go out on the patio, go for a walk, and ask God, might a change in one of these three areas change my life, cause me to have a breakthrough and to flourish in an area I'm surviving? And then the second thing I'm going to ask you to do, I'm going to ask you to take this verse and make this verse a life verse for you. There's certain verses that can direct and guide you, like the one I shared here years ago, Psalms 115, 14, the Lord will increase you more and more, you and your children. That's a powerful verse. You carry that verse around with you, that can help you. I want you to add this verse to your arsenal and regularly say, I am going to flourish like the palm. I'm not controlled by outside circumstances. I'm not controlled by the environment that I'm in. That God has created me like a palm tree. My roots go deep. I'm intertwined. I can bend. I am going to flourish like the palm. In fact, I'm going to ask you to do this. I'm going to ask you to say this verse out loud 10 times a day for the next 30 days. Because I believe repetition is the key to learning. 10 times a day for the next 30 days and personalize it. Say, I am going to flourish like the palm. Now, to do that, you maybe need to write that verse down, put it in a 3x5 card or something, carry it with you. You don't even need to do that. I have printed this verse in advance for you. It's on a card. You can pick a couple of them up when you leave on the table. If you want, you can just put it in your wallet, put it in your mirror, and the verse is already there. But if you're willing to do that 10 times a day for the next 30 days, I want to pray for you. How many are willing to do that? Just say your hand and say this with me. Father, I thank you for your word. And your word clearly shows you want me to increase. But I realize, Lord, that many times that increase is waiting on me. Lord, show me the changes I need to make. And I declare today, I am going to flourish like the palm. And I thank you for the great days ahead. Now thank him for that. Hallelujah, Lord. We just praise you for that, Father. Glory to your name. Turn to somebody next to you and say, we're going to flourish like the palm. Let me leave you with this thought. I had you say I'm going to flourish, but this verse is not really about you. Why does the palm tree need to flourish? Not just for its own survival. But I did a study on oases. And I discovered that in an oasis, the palm tree is the most important plant in the oasis. Because the leaves of the palm tree provide shade, which allows all the other vegetation in the oasis to grow. So the purpose of the flourishing of a palm tree is not just about the palm tree. The reason a palm tree needs to flourish is because when it flourishes, everything under it grows. Everything under it flourishes. And when the dates fall, they fertilize the whole oasis. In fact, it's the flourishing of a palm tree that creates the oasis. God wants you to flourish so that you can make a difference in the lives of other people. I'm believing this is going to be a great year for you. God bless you. Great being with you.
Amen. Wasn't that good?